We do some headlines, Rach?
Sure. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Don't turn off the radio. Let a friendly Schnucks teammate bring your groceries out to you. Order curbside pickup on SchnucksDelivers.com today.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
How many Altoids could you eat? Not because they're strong, but just like how many of these sweet little things could you eat?
I had my first Altoid and I was like, this is fine. And then I started on the second one, and they're just a little too strong for me to want to.
That's their thing.
Yeah.
I just had like six. No, I wasn't. That's not what I was. I'm sorry.
I wasn't taking it like that till Dave was like, ah!
No, I didn't think he burned you. I was laughing at Tony because he said it like so seriously. That's their thing.
Anyway, I had about six at once.
Ooh.
Whew.
Well, I was just trying to feel something.
My
life's so
And after I was done, I took a drink of my Monster.
Ooh, I bet it was like orange juice after brushing your teeth.
I couldn't even taste it.
Yeah, that's.
I couldn't even feel it.
Yeah. Have you guys?
It may as well have been room temperature water. Seriously.
I think it's Altoids. They make a really yummy like fruit. It's not a mint, but it's just like a hard candy. I think it comes in like orange and green apple. I think it's Altoids. It's the bomb.
That's their thing.
I used to love stuff like that.
Great.
When I was little, I hated mint because I didn't care if I had bad breath because I was a child.
Right.
So like if my grandma had like orange flavored certs in church, that was that was it.
Tic Tac.
Oh yeah. Orange Tic Tac too. Mm.
Any candy in church.
Yeah.
You can make any candy work, but the orange cert was like
highlights.
The cream of the crop. Yeah.
I liked certs because it was all about kissing. Like, that was the commercials back then. Remember that, Sue?
Oh, for
sure. Like, you'd click two search things together, and then someone would kiss, and I'm like, well, that's all it takes. I'm going to get me some of those.
That's hilarious.
I've been wasting my time with bottle caps. And then Tony, I love this. I'm sorry, Rich. Tony, on the break, asked me and Rachel, so when you were young, did you ever, like, put Pop Rocks in your mouth and make out with anyone? We're like... Yeah.
Asking the wrong people.
Well, I won't even bring up Altoids.
I was making out with the Pop Rocks. Come on. Okay, Donald Trump says that he sent help to Boris Johnson. Boris Johnson is in the ICU right now. People from the UK want us to know that he is not hooked up to a ventilator, but he is taking oxygen. And President Trump said that he's extending his best wishes. He would work with anyone that Boris Johnson wants to try to get him as much help as he possibly could. Let's see. He said he offered help. He said he'd be asking two leading companies with experience treating Ebola, AIDS, and others to contact London immediately. So he's basically sending him expert friends.
Okay.
Speaking of Donald Trump being nice, making friends with people, he said he had a friendly phone call with Joe Biden about the coronavirus. It lasted about an hour. Biden also described it as a good call. Trump did double back and say he had suggestions. It doesn't mean that I agree with the suggestions, but he certainly had suggestions. I thought that was nice, though, to get on the phone and try to brainstorm for the best possible way to attack COVID-19.
So clearly, Trump would never, ever do this. I would do this. If I were the president right now, I would put together the Super Friends, and I would get George W. and Obama and Clinton. And even if it's just for show, but like,
I think it would make people feel good.
I think so.
George W. Bush, apparently back in like 2005, was very concerned about a pandemic just like this.
Hmm.
So he had read an advance copy of a book about like the 1918 flu and really freaked him out. He read it while he was on vacation at his ranch in Texas. And when he came back to the White House, he was like, this is a real thing. A pandemic happens once every 100 years, so we're almost due. It's the kind of thing that if you let it go on too long, it's like a wildfire. If you put it out right away, it's okay, but if you let it smolder, then it's completely out of your control. So all of these comments that he made back then are resurfacing in the press, but it is very interesting. So he allotted like $7 billion a year to a task force, but then as you know, budgets get adjusted every year. We've had Barack Obama and now Donald Trump since then, and they have different ideas as far as, you know, what's worth putting into this task force or the other. Just thought it was really amazing that he had that kind of foresight back then. And you also understand why it would deteriorate over time. I mean, there's, I think it was Tony saying the other day, there's a million things that could be happening to us all the time. It's impossible to always be prepared. So you see why it eventually fell off. But
the Super Friends thing, I agree. I think it's a great idea. I don't think it's just Trump, though. I don't think any president would do it. I don't think Obama would have done it.
When's the last time? I remember it. I don't remember what it was, though.
Clinton and Bush got together and started a foundation after they were presidents, and they have the Clinton Bush Foundation. And
I think maybe W reached out to Clinton and his dad after 9/11. I think that happened. I don't know if they did anything officially or if they just did like a junket, but I just remember that.
Right.
I mean, really smart guys.
Yeah.
They've been president.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just for some reason it doesn't.
Yeah.
I think also ex-presidents, I think there's kind of a thing that you're supposed to.
Hands off.
Yeah, completely hands off. Don't try to upstage the next person.
Yeah.
I've always thought it interesting that the whole death of a president thing, why if there was a healthy former president alive, why wouldn't that person be considered for, you know, like they take over for a temporary time until we can have a new election? Instead of like letting it go down to the Speaker of the House or something like that, like why not put somebody that's already been elected by the people? But okay,
that's their thing.
That's their thing.
That's their thing, Tony.
That's what they do.
The
Rich.
Whole point.
I didn't mean it like that. At
I
all.
Know it's okay. I'm sensitive. That's my bad. I know you wouldn't talk to me like that. White House press secretary Stephanie Grisham is leaving the job without ever briefing the press.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I mean, she got it, I want to say like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And they weren't doing press conferences.
Yep.
So you never saw her there. And then now with the coronavirus, it's really funny to me because Sarah Huckabee Sanders was like such a bulldog and you didn't want to mess with her. And then they replaced her with Stephanie Grisham. And she had that moment where like, I think she might have brushed her shoulder against a reporter or something, and they were like, she is physically letting those reporters know that we do not mess with this white house. Like, it just exploded.
Yeah.
Like, she was this complete just BA lady.
Yeah.
And she's leaving. She's going back to resume her role as the chief of staff to Melania Trump. So,
does it say why?
It does not say why.
I just wondered.
She worked for Melania the whole time, and now she's going to be like just focusing on Melania. She's being replaced by Kaylee McAnany and Alyssa Farah. So.
Kaylee McAnany.
Sorry. That's what they do.
Yeah, that's her thing.
That's a thing.
You guys remember Martin Shkreli, the worst guy ever?
Yep.
He has a deal.
The guy
for
who
the
charged
feds.
A bunch of money.
Pharma Bro?
Yeah.
Pharma Bro.
Yeah.
He has a deal that he's trying to strike with the feds. He says, guys, let me out of prison for 3 months, and I'll do some research, and I'll see what I can do about this whole coronavirus issue. I know a lot about pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned to see if the feds think that's a good idea. Maybe, maybe not. Who knows?
Hey, Cosby, he's a doctor now.
Yeah,
that's right.
Talk about Super Friends, him and Harvey and Cosby, put them all in the lab.
Dr. Huxtable.
See what they come up with.
What was Paterno's coach, assistant coach's name?
Right.
I can't remember.
What was his name?
He was such a bad person.
He's
Why
a horrible person.
His name?
The worst.
Child rapist.
Oh, it'll come to me on the break. I thought this was really
I'm
nice.
Going in.
Allstate and American Family Insurance are returning $800 million in premiums to their customers because nobody is driving. So that's
Jerry
allowing.
Sandusky.
Jerry Sandusky.
I don't get that.
So there's no accidents?
Yeah.
So they're
doing it voluntarily?
Yeah, they're being nice.
That's really nice.
Yeah, it's super nice. And I mean, it does seem
and
kind
that's
of.
Your thing.
I mean, they could keep the money, but they don't. They're making such insane profits because it's not like
they're not paying anything out.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm
so
shocked at that.
Well, that probably creates brand loyalty more than anything else ever could, so. Just thought that was kind of neat.